King of Beasts or King of Brains?
Answers with Ken Ham, whose ministry has opened a large creation museum near Cincinnati, Ohio.
In the BBC TV series called Walking with Cavemen, an African lion was showing eating the carcass of some other animal, and in the background, primitive-looking ape men were waiting for the lion to finish so they could eat the remains. Well, the narrator then stated that the eating of meat made the ape man's brain develop, and this was supposed to be an important step to human evolution. But you know, if you follow this logic, then shouldn't the lion have a much more developed brain than we do? I mean, after all, the best predators should be the smartest and most highly evolved animals in all the world. Eating meat, walking upright, and using tools have all been touted as promoting man's evolution. But they all fail in their logic. Only the book of Genesis tells us the true origin of mankind, that we were created in the image of God and given a spirit that makes us different from the rest of His creation.
Does the Bible also tell us anything about the true origin of dinosaurs? Well, inside our new creation museum, we show a film, actually shot at an English castle, that looks at the intriguing topic of the Bible and dinosaurs. We'll send this great DVD to you when you present a donation of any size today. Call us toll-free, 24 hours a day, at 1-888-89-ANSWERS. That's 888-89-ANSWERS, or go to our website of answersoffer.org.